Right, if you would, please turn in your Bible this morning to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to look at verse 7. Hebrews 11 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And it's a chapter of the Bible that speaks of the heroes of the faith. Heroes of the faith, Old Testament heroes that believed God when they could not see what was fixing to happen. They could not see the invisible God, but God would speak to them, and they simply trusted and obeyed by faith and believed what God said. And they are recorded here in the Heroes Hall of Fame of faith of Old Testament saints. And this morning on Father's Day, we're going to look at Noah and how Noah lived by faith. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we do thank you again for your precious word, and we thank you for your marvelous grace as we just sang about. Lord, I pray as we look in your word, and Lord, that the men of this church, Lord, will be blessed by this, and may the whole church rejoice, Lord, men and women and children and youth, because as people of faith, Lord, we receive encouragement on how to live by faith and how to trust in you from your word. So we give you praise. And Lord, I ask you'll speak through me. I'm nothing without you. And may you have all glory in all things. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You know, men today, in our entertainment, if there's any series of shows, most of the time, the man is either very dumb, or he's very distant, or he's self-absorbed, or he's very feminine, if you know what I mean, if a man is even in the program. And that is what we call entertainment today in America. And the man is being removed out of society, out of the family, and that is viewed by our children and our youth of today. And when they become my age, Lord help us, okay? And so the men, here's an example. The children in a family wanted to have a hamster. They begged and begged for a hamster. Well, the mother said, well, you take care of it and feed it and water it. And of course, the children made those vows. Yes. Oh, if you'd let us have a hamster, we will feed it. We will water it. We will clean up after it. We will love it and take care of it and pet it every day. So the parents let them have a hamster. And oh, 2 months passed, and you know what happened? The mother started having to clean up and feed and water and take care of the hamster. And finally she found a prospective home for the hamster. And she told the children that Danny was the name of the hamster, that Danny has to go. And the children said, well, how about if he doesn't eat as much? And how about if he doesn't make as big of a mess, could he stay then? And the mother said, no, Danny has to go. He is too much work. And then the children started bawling and said, oh no, we thought you said daddy. That's when they really got bothered, when the hamster had to go. Listen to this. A father's image. At 4 years old, a child will say, my daddy can do anything. At 7 years old, my dad knows a lot, a whole lot. At 8 years old, my father does not know quite everything. 12 years old, oh well, naturally Dad doesn't know that much. 14 years old, Dad, he's too old-fashioned. 21 years old, oh, that old man, he's way out of touch. 25 years old, poor Dad, he's way behind times. 30 years old, I wonder what Dad thinks about it. 35 years old, before we decide, let's get Dad's opinion. 50 years old, I wonder what Dad would have done about it. 60 years old, there wasn't much Dad didn't know. 65 years old, I wish I could talk it over with Dad. Boy, I miss him. And that's kind of, in many instances, how it works as children grow up and have families of their own. Today we're looking at a great man of faith, Noah. Verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 says this, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. A great man of faith. Here we have, by faith, Noah, the example of Noah. His life is recorded in Genesis chapter 6. It begins in Genesis chapter 6. And he was the one, as you know, if you attended Sunday school as a little child, we know about Noah, how God told him that he was fixing to judge the earth with a flood. Because even the imaginations of man was wicked before a holy God. And God was going to judge the earth by the flood. Now I know recently there was a Hollywood version of Noah. Russell Crowe, one of my Hollywood stars that sometimes I like his movies. I went to see this movie. And it was not at all a biblical version of Noah. It was a Hollywood version. And they used extra biblical material as references. And you would not believe what happened. I didn't get to finish watching the movie. Halfway through the movie, right when it thundered the first time, a major storm front came through Leesville. This was a couple of months ago. And it came a downpour and a flood, and the electricity went out. So, I mean, when the storm hit, it hit. So I didn't get to finish the movie, but I saw enough to know that it was definitely not a biblical version of Noah. You see, Noah was a man of faith, and God told him that he was fixing to bring judgment. And the Bible says he believed God. And he believed, he trusted God, and he obeyed God because God told him to build the ark. And Noah obeyed. It took him 120 years to build it. And his sons helped. And, you know, he preached also. If you read the scriptures of the Old and New Testament reference to Noah, not only was he building an ark as obedience to God, he was preaching to the people that judgment was coming. Okay? So, 120 years, this man was building the ark, and it was by faith that he was building it. So, by faith, it says, Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen. Things not seen. And yet, he believed. Everyone say that's an example of faith. When you cannot see but place your faith, that is faith. When God says in His Word the things that are coming, then we receive them by faith. We do not see them. When Jesus resurrected from the grave and He appeared to the disciples, Thomas was not present the first time, and the disciples told Thomas, Jesus appeared to us. And Thomas said, I will not believe unless I touch His nail prints and touch the gash in His side. The next week, Jesus appeared to the disciples again. Thomas was there, and he fell down and said, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said this, Thomas, you're blessed because you see and believe, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And that's where you and I come into the picture. Yes, there was definitely an historical Jesus. History is dated by His birth. There was definitely an historical Jesus. And all the prophecies of the Old Testament spoke of Jesus. No one else in history could have ever fulfilled all the prophecies that Jesus fulfilled in the Old Testament. It's mathematical impossible. And Jesus fulfilled every one of the thousand-year-old prophecies concerning the Messiah. He was definitely the Messiah, a historical picture. And I hear a background in the monitors. But He definitely lived. But you and I must believe by faith. We must enter in the covenant, the blood covenant, by faith. And believe that He is the Savior, the Redeemer of mankind. Again, all the prophecies, all the things that are written about Jesus. It's a whole lot easier for me to believe that Jesus died for my sins and that I must repent and turn to Him as my Savior and to ask for forgiveness and to follow Him than to believe in something like evolution or to believe in something like I can become good enough to be accepted by a holy God. But I must turn. I'm a lawbreaker. I'm not a bad person, but I have broken the law of God. I am a sinner, and I must turn to Jesus by faith and ask for forgiveness, because if He's a holy, just God, He cannot allow me into heaven or even into His presence because I am a lawbreaker. I must be forgiven by grace and enter in by faith into the righteousness of Christ. Amen, church? So we can't see all of that. But by faith we believe. And I know that I know that I know that I have been born again. Why? Because I have the promise that God promised that when we enter in by faith, He will give us the Holy Spirit of God. And I have that promise. I know the Holy Spirit resides in me. You know how I know? Because when I sin now, He's like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Or when I read His Word, the Holy Spirit will give me comfort or assurance or security or correction or conviction. I know that I've been born again. And it's by faith. By faith. And Noah, by faith, was called a righteous man. A righteous man. And he says he was divinely warned of things not seen yet. You see, we've been warned. Noah was warned there's a flood of judgment coming to the entire world. We've been warned. You know one thing we've been warned about? We're going to die. We don't know when. You may be blessed to know that you're going to die in 3 months of something. Okay? I hope not. But we're all going to die. We've all been warned. And if we can be righteous enough to be accepted by a holy God, then why are you dying? You're dying because you're a sinner. Amen? That's why we all dying. Because we have sin. The consequence of sin is death. But the gift is eternal life after that. And it's through Jesus Christ. But death is coming to all of us. Also, we've been divinely warned that the Lord Jesus is coming back. Look at the signs of the times. Look at the season that we're in. Jesus is coming back. I don't know when, but you and I should live today as if He could come back today, because I believe He could. Warnings. Divinely warned by the Word of God to turn to Christ. And He also in verse 7, as we read on, He moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of His household. Moved with godly fear. Have you ever moved in fear? I have. A few times in life, I have moved in fear. When my daddy was stationed in Wichita Falls, Texas, when I was a very little boy, I remember some of it. We lived in a single wide mobile home in Wichita Falls, Texas, on a 5-acre pecan orchard. You know what Wichita Falls, Texas is known for? Tornadoes. And those sirens would go off at Shepherd Air Force Base, and there also in the town, and there we were in a little single wide mobile home, 4 kids and a dog and a cat and mom and daddy. And there we were, and the storm cellar was in another man's backyard. You know what we did? When those sirens went off, us kids went to the storm cellar. We said, "Move over, black widow spiders. Move over the crooktails and scorpions. We're coming in." Divinely warned. And we moved with fear. To a little boy, that was a fearful thing. I've moved with fear before when the sirens would go off and we would be getting prepared for Scud missiles to come in. And putting on our chemical warfare suits and moving with fear in a hurry. But here it says in God's Word that Noah moved with godly fear. Not just he was afraid of dying of a tornado or a Category 5 hurricane fixing to hit the coast. But he moved with godly fear. So how do we move with godly fear? Godly fear is respect and reverence of our holy God. He is our heavenly Father. We can call God Daddy because of our faith in Christ. And moving in godly fear is a reverence about Him. It is an awesomeness about Him. And a godly fear is moving in obedience to Him. Not because we're scared of Him. He's not some old man upstairs that may zap us with thunderbolts. That's actually a pagan god when you have that picture of God. But He is a loving Father. And He cares about us. And we obey Him because we love Him. And moving in godly fear is moving out of respect of His precious Word. God told Noah, "I'm fixing to do this. Now you do that." And Noah said, "Yes." Because God said it. And he moved with godly fear. And it was to the saving of his house. Which means his children was saved. His wife was saved. His children, their wives, they were saved from the judgment of God because he believed God and he moved with godly fear. How many men in here, if you knew that there was an F5 tornado fixing to hit your house and you have 5 minutes, what would you do to prepare your house, your family, if y'all were all together? If you knew there was a Category 5 fixing to come up the Sabine River hurricane, and you had a day, maybe 2 days, warning by the Weather Channel, and they say it's fixing to come up the Sabine River straightway, what would you do to prepare your family for that hurricane? You would get out of its way, or you would seek shelter someplace, would you not? Noah knew judgment was coming. He knew. It took 120 years, but it came. It came. And Noah moved with fear to the saving of his house. And listen to this that it says about Noah. He condemned the world, became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. That's a very important phrase in the scriptures. Became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Noah is the first person in the Bible that is called righteous. He was a righteous man. What does that mean? Noah was not sinless. One thing about the Bible, it shows you good points and it shows you bad points. He wasn't a perfect man. He was not a sinless man. But he became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Another hero is Abraham. We get a little better picture of this heir of righteousness. It says that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham was a man of faith. Noah was a man of faith. Abraham believed God and God placed on his account righteousness. The whole book of Hebrews, which we're just reading one verse, out of one chapter, out of the whole book is concerning the covenant, the blood covenant. It's the new covenant. It's the blood covenant that our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, offered in the heavenly tabernacle on our behalf, that whosoever believes, it's accounted unto us as righteousness. That's what the book is about, the covenant. And you and I, we have these Old Testament examples of faith. And that's how you and I, we must believe Jesus and the sacrifice that he made in the heavenly tabernacle for the forgiveness of our sins. No longer does the Old Testament sacrifices, do we need them? But Jesus made the sacrifice, it says in Hebrews, once for all sin. And if you refuse that sacrifice, you have trampled on the Spirit of grace. So, faith. Believing what God said. And Noah moved with godly fear and obeyed. You and I have been warned also about the impending judgments of death and of judgment to come. How are we to respond? Turn with me to the next chapter 12 of Hebrews, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, all these Old Testament saints and all those who have gone on before us, who live by faith, let us lay aside every weight. That could be a number of things that is keeping you to responding to Christ and receiving Christ. and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He begins our faith and He perfects our faith. Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So how are we to respond in faith? Our faith is in Jesus Christ, the perfecter of our faith. We run, repenting of sin, and running, looking to Jesus, staying with Jesus. If you started with Jesus, stay with Jesus. Amen? He's all we need. Stay with Jesus. Look to Jesus. Matthew chapter 24, one last passage of Scripture. Matthew chapter 24. We have another passage here that speaks of Noah. Everybody with me? If you're with me, say amen. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, who did we just talked about? Noah, right? But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. That's a warning. That's not a warning from me. That's red print there, bud. That's red print there. That's a warning from our Savior. Jesus is coming back. Let's live for Him. Let's believe what He says. And if you've never entered in by faith into the blood covenant of repenting of sin and turning to Christ and ask for forgiveness, you can do that this morning. You can't do that as a little baby. You can't be forced to do it. But when you become old enough to know that you're a sinner and you can respond by faith and receive Christ, that's when to do it. It's for the young and the old, this salvation. This grace is for whosoever will receive it. You can this morning. Let us pray. Lord, again, we thank You for this great example of faith. And Lord, how we are to live by faith and to simply believe what Your Word says. We thank You for Your precious Word. Lord, what it tells us, what we are without You, and who we can be with You and in You. And we give You praise for this. Again, Lord, bless the men of this church and the families. And Lord, thank You for this time. May we tend to eternity in the name of Jesus. Amen.